I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Trusting God in uncertain times. We do live in uncertain times. And you know, for many millennia, people have thought it has been the end of the world. But right now, our country is divided, politically, socially, and even spiritually. It often feels as though the world is unraveling, that things are growing darker, and that hope is slipping away. Many ask, is this the end? Jesus, in Matthew 24:38, reminds us, for as in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day of Noah entered the ark. This verse speaks of a world that carried on as if nothing would change, right up until the flood came. It was a warning, but also a reminder that God is in control. Even when the world seems out of balance, God's plan is unfolding exactly as he intends. Let's do point one, the illusion of normalcy. In Noah's time, people were going about their daily lives unaware of the judgment coming upon them. They ignored Noah's warnings, living as if tomorrow was guaranteed. Similarly, today people are busy with life, planning for the future, seeking success, and indulging in pleasures while ignoring the signs of the times. The division we see, the rise of evil, the rejection of truth, these are not just random events. They are indicators that we are living in a time of great spiritual significance. But instead of fear, Jesus calls us to watch and be ready. Matthew 24:42. Point two, the danger of spiritual complacency. Just as in Noah's day, many are spiritually asleep. They do not see the urgency of turning to God. They do not recognize that sin has consequences. When life seems normal on the surface, it is easy to ignore God's call to repentance. But Noah was different. He listened to God. He prepared for what was to come. He was faithful, even when the world mocked him. Today, God calls us to be like Noah, to stand firm in faith even when the world rejects us. Point three, the ark of salvation. The flood was a form of judgment, but it was also a form of salvation for Noah and his family. God provided a way of escape, the ark. Today, Jesus Christ is our ark. He is our refuge from the storms of life and the coming judgment. In John 14:6, Jesus declares, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Just as the ark was the way to survive the flood, Jesus is the way to salvation. Point four, how should we live in these times? In the midst of uncertainty, what does God call us to do? Stay spiritually awake. Do not be distracted by the world. Be vigilant in prayer, reading God's word, and staying close to him. Prepare like Noah, live righteously, share the gospel, and help others find their way to Christ. Do not fear. God is sovereign. Even when things seem chaotic, he remains in control. Trust in him, knowing that nothing happens outside of his plan. And finally, and most importantly, walk in love. In a divided world, Christians must, and I mean must, be known by their love. Jesus said, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 13:35. Let's wrap things up. Though the world is uncertain, and it always has been uncertain, God is unchanging. Though nations are divided, God's kingdom stands firm. Though people may turn away, Jesus remains the way to salvation. Just as Noah entered the ark and was saved, we must enter into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Time is short, and God is calling us to be ready. My question is, are you prepared? Will you trust in the Lord even in uncertain times? May we not be like those in Noah's day who ignored the warnings. Instead, may we be faithful, standing firm in Christ, watching and waiting for his return. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.